We are doing Sefer Masiyot, and the story occurred in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, the beginning of the first Beit HaMidash. There were three people who were traveling on Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos. And they said to one another, "We have money, let's go hide it, Shabbos is coming." So they took their money and they buried it, they hid it. And when everyone went and started preparing for Shabbos, one of them went and stole all of the money. Matzei Shabbos, they want to continue traveling. They go to the place where they hid their money, and they find that all the money has been stolen. So each one turned to the other and said, "You stole it." And they went before Shlomo HaMelech, and they told him the whole story. When Shlomo heard the story, so he became very sad. And he said, "You know, if I don't judge this case, the Jews will say that that's it. I'm an old man. I lost everything. I don't know anything. I'm not smart anymore." So what did he do? He sat down and he started thinking. And he wanted to think how to help them do tshuva. And he wanted to think how he's going to catch them within their own words. So Shlomo analyzed what they had told him, and he said, "You know, if I make them take a vow, so two will have taken a vow for nothing, and the other one will lie. He'll take a vow and he'll lie in his vow." So he's sitting there and the people are standing before him, and he says, "Tomorrow morning I'll judge you guys." So the next day they come before him, and he said to them, you people are wise businessmen, and you guys know the rules, you know the laws. So I want to tell you a story that happened to me, and I want you to tell me how to rule in this story. There were a young boy and a young girl lived in a house, and they loved one another very much. And the boy and the girl were really good friends, and the boy told the girl, "Promise me that either you'll marry me, or if not, anyone that wants to engage you, you won't agree to become engaged to him unless I give you permission." So they each promised the other that they won't marry anyone else without their permission. And one day the girl gets engaged to another guy, and the guy marries her. And the first night when he comes, she tells him, "I'm not willing, I can't do anything. I promised him I won't be with another man until I get permission from this guy who we were friends when we were little. You have to get permission from him." So what did the husband do? Now remember, Shlomo is making up the story. He took a lot of gold and silver to try and seduce the guy. He went to the guy, and he took his wife with him, and the woman told him, "Look, I'm keeping up my promise that I promised you. If you want, take this money and release me from my promise." So the boyfriend said, "Being that you kept your promise, I'm giving you, go ahead, go be happy with your husband and be happy with your lot." So the husband and wife are on their way back home, and they bump into an old man who's a thief. And when the old man, he's got weapons, he's a bandit, he takes the money and the girl, and the girl tells him, "I swear, let me go with my husband. This is the story that happened to me. That young man who was a young man who I was promised to, he didn't touch me. You're an old man, for sure you should let me go." And when the old man heard this, so he said to himself, "Wow, if the young man who had a right to her, he contained himself, certainly I should do that." So he gave the money back to the husband, and he gave the girl back to the husband, and she went with her husband, and they went home. Now Shlomo HaMelech tells the three businessmen, "Tell me, in this story, who is the most praiseworthy? Among these three, who do you think deserves the greatest praise?" So one of them says, "I think the greatest praise goes to the husband. that because his wife once upon a time took a vow, he contained himself the first night they were married, and he said, no, okay, you promised, I'll do according to your promise. I think the greatest person in the story is the husband. The second one says, I think the greatest person in the story is the girl. Who would know if she didn't keep her vow? And the third one says, I think that the husband and the wife, they're both amazing, but I think the young man who she was promised to, he's a fool. He could have taken the money. They wanted to give him the money. What's wrong? So I'll give him the vow. He should have taken the money. And when Shlomo HaMelech heard this, he said, you weren't there. You didn't even have a Yetzer Hara. And yet when you hear this story, you think that the guy should have taken the money. Certainly, if there's money that you could take, you're going to take it. And when the third guy said these words, Shlomo said, you're the thief. And the guy realized that he was caught, so he admitted that he took the money. And everyone saw how wise Shlomo HaMelech was. And that's why our sages say a person has to be careful not to steal. We know it's one of the Aseret HaDibot, one of the Ten Commandments. We're not allowed to steal. And from this story, we see an important principle that Chazal kept warning us, that when a person steals, not only doesn't he gain, but he loses. Ultimately, a thief gets caught. Not this time, next time. Just like this guy got caught, what did he gain in the end? Nothing. All he gained was shame. Everyone knew that he was a thief. So a person has to know that the minute he steals, Hashem, who's watching everything we do, he automatically sees the person, and Hashem ensures that whoever does things in hiding will become publicized and be shamed publicly. So that's the story of Shlomo HaMelech and the three businessmen.